Another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of FrontRowSoccer.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Olindo's, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks so much for being with us tonight. We have a full show. We have two guests. We have news and commentary on local, national, and international soccer. So stay tuned. It's going to be a great hour. We have with us the captain of the Rochester Rhinos, Mike Garzy. The Rhinos will be playing Ottawa up in Canada this Friday, then back home next Monday for a preseason match against the Pittsburgh Riverhounds. And then also coming up at 7:15, we will have the one and the only Salvatore Soccer Sam Fantuzzo. He's going to fill us on a potential rebirth of the indoor Rochester Lancers. We'll also preview the second legs of UEFA Champions League matches this week with Dick Howard. And Michael Lewis will have two on-site reports to give us, one with the U.S. Women's loss to England at Red Bull Arena, where Christy Rampone was honored. And Michael was also down in Orlando yesterday to see the opening of the new Orlando City Stadium and Orlando beating New York City FC 1-0 on that occasion. So a lot to talk about tonight. Let's bring in Joe Sirianni. How's it going, Joe?
Not bad, Andrew, but I wish I could travel with Mike because he's living an exciting life. Not only watched a lot of soccer, but also commented on and then going to Florida. So I'm kind of jealous. But anyway, you know, the days are getting longer. Pretty soon the time's going to change. And we're going to be able to see soccer in our city, Rochester, New York, not only the outdoor, but who knows?
And I have to wear a winter overcoat.
Yeah, I would have to wear a winter overcoat, but you never know because the weather is so fickle. So I just yesterday was freezing. Today, right now, it's kind of in the 50s, so, you know, the grass is greener. So that's a good sign.
Yes, there's no white on the ground.
Yeah.
By the way, don't forget, change your clocks forward this weekend. And for all you fans of international soccer, that means your games are going to start at a different time for the next few weeks. So be sure to check your schedules, check your calendars if you have matches that you want to be watching coming up starting on Sunday, going for the next few weeks until England and Europe catches up to the America with daylight savings time. But anyway, let's bring in our first guest tonight, Michael Lewis, joining us on the first segment this evening. Michael's appearance brought to you by Top-Notch Monogramming, Northfield Common in Pittsburgh, 248-2650, or go to topnotchmonogramming.com. Of course, get your U.S. soccer gear at Top-Notch Monogramming, U.S. Women in Action in the She Believes Cup, the U.S. Men's. The World Cup qualifying matches will be kicking off in just a few weeks. U.S. needing wins against Honduras and Panama. So be sure to go to Top-Notch Monogramming. Tell Tony and Michelle that you heard about their store on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Michael, how's it going? I lost Michael. We'll try to get him back in just a moment. But certainly a lot of things going on in U.S. soccer.
There's a lot of soccer that's going on right now. The MLS has started, and the women are preparing, you know, for the World Cup.
And in a few years. Yeah.
Well, you know, they're preparing right now. The coach is trying out a lot of new players, and it's too bad that they lost, you know, 1-0 to France. But France is
they lost to England.
Oh, England, I'm sorry. So,
which is a big surprise. England scored in the 89th minute. Let's bring in Michael now. How's it going, Michael?
Very good. I wanted to say something to Joe. I don't know if you would envy me too much. Between the two games I was at Saturday at Red Bull Arena, where I went from, let's say, ice to fire, more or less. It was 23 degrees at the end of the game with a 9-degree wind chill factor. And yes, the press boxes open in Harrison, New Jersey. In Orlando, well, I can't complain about that. It was in the 70s and the press box was closed, but it was air-conditioned. Because I literally jumped from one game to another, I got all of something like 6 hours of sleep combined the last two nights. So I don't know if you want to envy me too much.
Well, I guess not.
Seeing the games live, yes, but not, maybe not necessarily that soccer lifestyle or that soccer writing lifestyle, but... I'm not going to complain about watching games live, though.
Well, you're a young man yet, and you can take that kind of stuff, that's for sure. You know, just think, when you sleep, you don't do nothing. But when you're writing, you do a lot.
That's for sure. So Michael, first let's talk about the freezing cold game, which was a sellout at Red Bull Arena, the U.S. against England in women's soccer. Christy Rampone, the New Jersey native, getting honored. She'll be retiring from international soccer, probably retiring from the sport after this coming NWSL season. But tell us about the ceremony and the match. My biggest question to you is, why the heck didn't Lynn Williams start the match? She scored the only goal against Germany. They leave her on the bench, and the U.S. can't put the ball in the back of the net.
Maybe she's injured.
We'll see.
Well, first of all, Christy Rampone, a class act on and off the field. A very simple ceremony, and she's that type of person who probably will definitely not turn down the ceremony, but won't want to have it make a big deal about it. She got an autographed framed shirt, jersey from her teammates. Her daughters were there. And Abby Wambach was part of the presentation, and I think your listeners know who Abby Wambach was. And it was, a minute or two before the game. The match, disappointing. England is a tough side, there's no doubt about it. I'm trying to remember if anyone asked Jill Ellis why Lynn Williams didn't score. And I'll tell you that she's an amazing talent. I've seen some of the goals that she scored in terms of beautiful goals and then just gutty goals. My gut feeling is that I think Jill Ellis is trying to save the players and not necessarily run them into the ground. Would not be surprised if she starts tomorrow night against France. And you have to remember, even though it's a tournament, it's still... This is a time for the U.S. women's team where Ellis wants to see what some of the new players can do. And when you have a player like Ross Lavelle, who made her international debut on Saturday night and looked pretty decent, you want to throw them into the deep end, so to speak, and see what they can do. So I wouldn't push any buttons of worry of why Lynn Williams didn't start. I think we're going to have to take a look at her workload over the long run. My gut feeling is she's going to get plenty of time the rest of this year. From what I've heard, that there's going to be like at least 14, 15 international women's games this year, and somewhere in that range. So I'd like to think Lynn and other players will get an opportunity to play.
That's right. Lynn, of course, from California, so maybe the weather might have played a factor as well. But by the way, for those who don't know, Rose Lavelle is 16 years old, and she made her first cap with the U.S. and was actually named the player of the match, Joe.
That's great.
What an honor.
How did the team look overall, Mike? What was your impression?
I'm sorry, Joe. I missed what you said.
No, how did the team look to you overall? What was your impression?
It was an average, a very average performance. They seemed to be out of sync. I'll be honest with you, I'm not saying this because of Abby Wambach, but they don't have anyone with her presence in the lineup that you look at her and go, she's an intimidator. And don't get me wrong, there are very many fine players there. Crystal Gunn, Alex Morgan, and the rest of the squad. But, you know, I'm so used to watching the U.S. women play with a target player, whether it was Michelle Akers or Abby Wambach. And they are born, they're not made. You know, you have to wait for the right player to do that. But I think what Jill Ellis obviously is still working on is getting the team, to play more flowing soccer. I would not say the 1-0 loss to England, only the second time the team has lost at home since 2004. I wouldn't say you put a video of that in a time capsule, no doubt about it. But I'll be more concerned as the season goes on and as we head toward World Cup qualifying for the women in 2018, because I really think the next qualifying round or matches will be the most difficult for the U.S. just because the rest of CONCACAF has improved greatly. Teams like Costa Rica, I think someday, I'm not going to say they're going to be like the men someday, but they're going to be a power. I really think so.
Definitely. And Tuesdays are the final matches. U.S. plays France. If they win, they should take the cup, depending on what happens with Germany against England. Let's switch over to Orlando City, opening that new stadium. What a beautiful facility it is, and it was loud, and the fans went home happy with a 1-0 win. Certainly Jason Christ had to be very happy, considering he beat his former team that he coached, the New York City FC side.
Yeah, Jason obviously was happy that I think that his team won. He did not make a very big deal about which team he defeated, although I think inwardly he liked it. The fact that his team got whatever nerves they had or excitement they had playing in their new stadium for the first time. They got it out of their system. They got a goal, their first goal early on. They got their first win for a shutout. What more do you want? Well, I guess maybe the thing that they want more is Kaká not being hampered by a hamstring injury. And he said last night that it didn't look good. When I say he, Jason Christ said it didn't look good. And I think we'll find out a lot more tomorrow about Kaká. I think you'd rather lose the game and have Kaká healthy than have Kaká out for weeks or potentially, who knows, months. That's just me talking.
6 weeks is the broadcast
today. For Orlando City, although I give them a lot of credit. They played a lot of cutty defense there. Joe Bendick, the goalkeeper, played well, and the back four and the team defense was outstanding.
Certainly were. It was a great win for them. A great result for the Red Bulls in front of 50,000 people in Atlanta. I don't remember even back in the days of the Chiefs and the Apollos them ever drawing that kind of crowd. They certainly didn't do it in the USL or in the A-League when they were the Atlanta Ruckus. They couldn't even find where they were playing back in those days. But they filled that stadium, but the Red Bulls spoiled the party. What a result.
That's all about marketing, though. You've got to give them a lot of credit. Marketing.
Well, they're also going to go into that beautiful new Mercedes-Benz Stadium that they're going to open a little bit later this year. But, Michael, good result for the Red Bulls.
No doubt about it. It's funny. I got a chance to watch the second half on TV after I finished my NYCFC story for Newsday. So I had a television screen right in front of me. I had a front row seat. I was not convinced that they would come back. I really thought that they were hurt by the CONCACAF Champions League elimination loss on Thursday. I give them a lot of credit. They kept on plugging away. Beautiful equalizer by Daniel Royer. And then an own goal. Own goals tend to be ugly, but I think it also comes from pressure that the Red Bulls put on the Atlanta defense at the time. And yes, Atlanta's an expansion team. I consider them an experienced expansion team because of the coach and the players that they have. I think they're going to be a good side. They learned a tough lesson, obviously, but anywhere you go, I don't care what league you play in, you have a comeback victory on the road, take the 3 points, thank you very much, and you look forward to next week. So a good job by the Red Bulls when the pressure was on them late in the game, especially, again, after that disappointing loss and elimination to and by Vancouver.
Michael, we appreciate you being on the show tonight. Thanks so much. I know you have an engagement tonight at 7 o'clock, so thanks for being with us. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, my pleasure. Have a good week, gentlemen.
Thanks, Michael.
Thank you, Mike.
And one last note on U.S. soccer. Congratulations to the U.S. Under-20 men's national team. For the first time ever, they won the CONCACAF Championship, winning on penalties against Honduras after a scoreless tie. The outstanding goalkeeper was the son of Jurgen Klinsmann. So the U.S. will go into the World Cup in South Korea coming up in the springtime. So we'll certainly be covering that here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Speaking of international soccer and the World Cup and all that happens associated with international soccer, we'll have Dick Howard on next to talk about that. Of course, we'll talk about, first and foremost, Chelsea winning today, going 10 points clear at the top of the Premiership, plus some big news off the field on Chelsea that makes all of us very happy. We'll talk about that next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore!
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi-Lai Paul Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and Builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality, and the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarideDesignCenter.com.
Looking to save money on your weekly grocery bill? Visit Olindo's Cash and Carry at 1510 Lyle Avenue in Rochester. Olindo's provides Italian and Spanish items, imported and domestic cheeses, deli meats, and homegrown produce with a perfect blend of quality, selection, value, and personal service. Olindo's wholesale prices are the best around, and there's no membership fee. Call Olindo's at 647-1985 or visit them on the web at olindofoodservice.com.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And our international report with Dick Howard, brought to you this and every week by our title sponsor, Dr. David Olivo, Family Dentistry, located at 2005 Lyle Avenue in Gates. You can call 328-3382 to make an appointment for get your teeth cleaned for a consultation, to have the doctor check on the situation with your teeth and gums, and the interactive website, which is being updated and will have some brand new features very soon, is davidolivodmd.com. Well, Dick, I teased before the end of the break about big news from Chelsea, not the one from the match today, but the really big news that Chelsea has finally gotten approvals to build a brand new stadium, 60,000 seats in the same location as Stamford Bridge. They're going to tear the old stadium down, and the architect is the same architects that built the or designed the Olympic Stadium in Beijing, the Bird's Nest. So it is going to be incredible. And
Andrew is planning to go there.
I will be going there for sure.
£500 million, though, it's a fair amount, isn't it? But it will be worth it, and certainly after West Ham United and Spurs are both being new stadium next year, so not before time. But it looks great. The artist rendering looks very impressive on the press releases.
It does. So that's important because Chelsea's playing in a very old stadium, and most more importantly, a very small stadium for Premiership standards these days for the big clubs.
Yeah. Only for one day. I remember the days on the shed, and it's quite an intimidating environment to be in at a Chelsea game. But about 6 or 7 years ago, I was in that position, and a little bit uncomfortable at times. Some of the avid fans take up the shed, and I'm sure there'll be a new area designated in the new stadium. But anyway, if they score goals like they scored that opening goal, Andrew, it'll be well justified. What a fabulous goal, wasn't it?
Eden is what a player. He's having a great
season. Great win against the West Ham United today.
So it was 2-1 to Chelsea. It puts them 10 points clear on Spurs, 11 up on Man City, who do have a match in hand. So we'll see what happens. But that gets put aside, Dick, for this weekend. It's the quarterfinals of the FA Cup. Chelsea will play Manchester United on Monday. That's the featured match. But I think everyone's going to be watching Arsenal against Lincoln City. Is it possible that Lincoln City could pull off maybe the biggest upset in FA Cup history, the non-league side against Arsenal at the Emirates?
It would be remarkable, you know, if it was to happen. If you're a betting man, of course, you'll go with Arsenal because there's no way a team with their talent at their disposal will lose. But as we said before, football is a funny game. And Joe will testify to that, where you're not expected to win games and you win them. Just as you're not expected to lose games, you know. unlikely. I think they'll have a comfortable win over Lincoln.
So a lot of London teams. There are four of these eight teams left in the tournament or in the FA Cup are from London. We have Arsenal, Chelsea, Spurs, and Millwall. The first division side will go to White Hart. Will go to play against Spurs in the FA Cup. So good chance we'll probably see a all London semifinal one way or the other. But should be a lot of fun this weekend.
One of the things that amazes me really, if those teams are all from London,
I can't see them slipping up against Spurs. But, of course, you've got Manchester City, who've probably got one of the easier games. I think travelling to Middlesbrough, who are struggling, trying to keep away from being relegated. So I don't think Manchester City will have any problems in the other game. But everybody will be looking at the Chelsea-Manchester United game, which is a toss-up, isn't it?
Such great talent. Mourinho going back to Stamford Bridge. Of course, last time they played there was a 4-0 defeat. But, Joe, you had something you wanted to add.
I just wanted to say, because based upon the remark that you made, that all those teams are from London, How do they get all these fans to really attend those games? And my question to Dick: how much is a ticket to get into watch Chelsea game?
Well, it's interesting you should mention that, Joe, because I'm looking at going at the end of the season, seeing Arsenal's final game against Everton on the 21st of May, and I've been checking out ticket prices, which range from £50 to over £200 tickets for the game. Which is, you know, in dollar and cents, it's a significant amount of money.
£60 would be like $120?
No, it's not that. It's
$125. But that doesn't get you the best seat. The best seats are going to cost you anywhere from £200 to £300.
Dick, you should get a press credential. Say so you're covering the match for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. That's how I got to go to Stamford Bridge.
I'm having some difficulty in getting tickets to the game. It's a sellout. the final game of the season. And will it be the final game for Arsene Wenger? That's the big question, of course, at the moment, with all the things that are happening with Arsenal Football Club. I know their fans are concerned at the present time.
Well, the hot rumor, Joe, Joe and I was telling me is that Massimo Allegri, the coach of Juventus, is a hot property right now because Juve is just dominating Serie A again.
One of the Italian newspapers, the Corriere dello Sport, said that Allegri is already signed, to go to England. So, more kudos to the Italian
football. Well, he's done an outstanding job with Juve, hasn't he, Joe? And I know you'll be sorry to lose him, but we had the same situation with Antonio Conte. Yeah. What a great signing he was for Chelsea Football Club.
He's turned it all around, and you got to give him a lot of credit. He changed the whole system. He put belief in the players, and from last year to this year, it's just like night and day. I mean, it's pretty much over. I mean, that's a miracle happens, but... But the other thing you mentioned about Juve, they had a little slip-up, Joe. They have only drew Udinese.
Just like Dick said before, football is a funny game, okay? And when you play one of the villain team, everybody adrenaline goes up. The players, they were superb. The goal that they scored against Juve, it was a misstep by Bonucci. It was a misstep by the goalie, because the ball went underneath him. It was just one of those weird games that you make one mistake and it costs you. So.
But the good thing, though, is that Roma lost to Napoli.
It's always tough, isn't it, Joe? Teams going to Udine up in the northeast of Italy, they're a little bit isolated from the other teams. And I remember the Zico era when Nato Zico was playing for them. They were, one of the top teams. They've slipped in recent years, but it's never an easy game when you travel there. And thankfully, Bonucci got the header. There's a late scare. Udinese hit the post late on?
Yes.
I was reading some reports of the game, and it said that it could have been worse if the header had gone in. But still, they're well ahead. And despite the fact that Napoli had a great win in Rome. Juve not going to have any problems, I don't think. It's the same as Chelsea. Both of you have picked winners this season, that's for sure. I don't know about that. We'll finish maybe fifth or sixth at best, but Chelsea and Juventus.
Juventus has been doing it for every year. Chelsea, I was in tears last year. But you mentioned Napoli, of course. Champions League second legs are happening this week. Napoli may have a chance. They got an away goal against Real Madrid, so they're down by two. If they give a good result, you never know. They might be able to, if they can win 2-0, they would win on the away goals. Arsenal, they said they have a 1% chance of beating Bayern at this point.
The coach has said they have a 3% chance of creating an upset.
So it's possible. You never know. So those games are on Tuesday. Arsenal's down 5-1. They're done. On Wednesday...
I think in the knockout rounds, no team has come back from a four-goal deficit, and I can't see them doing that, certainly, the way Bayern are playing. But the Napoli-Real Madrid will be a good game. Okay, yes, Cristiano Ronaldo's back. Yeah. Gareth Bale's back, hopefully behaving himself this time around. But Napoli, if they get an early goal, you're going to make life interesting.
That's going to be the match that I'll be watching,
that's for sure.
Well, Wednesday, speaking of four goals down, Barcelona's four goals down to PSG, but they are playing at the Camp Nou. PSG needs a goal in that game. If they win, if they get a goal, then Barca will have to score six, and I think that might be too much. But you never count out Barcelona playing at home. You never know what might happen.
No, in the last two games they've won 6-1 and 5-0, so they're scoring a lot of goals at the moment. Of course, the big talk in Barcelona at the moment is the departure of Luis Enrique at the end of the season. He's done such a magnificent job, but has said he's not going to continue next year. So that will be a difficult...
Maybe he's going to go to Juve.
An outstanding job.
Maybe he will go to Juve.
Maybe he'll go to Juve.
Allegri is also maybe rumored to go to Barcelona, so we'll see there. The final
Koeman,
match...
The Everton manager has been very much on the list, apparently.
Ronald
former
Koeman.
Barcelona player.
Yes, yeah. That's right. One of the greatest players ever out of the Netherlands. The final match, though, is the one that's actually the closest. It's Dortmund with Christian Pulisic, who, of course, his father now is the assistant coach for the Rochester Rhinos, Mark Pulisic. They will play Benfica. Benfica has a 1-0 lead, so a very slim lead. And going into that incredible atmosphere in Germany at Dortmund, Dick, that's very intimidating.
The Signal Iduna Stadium, or Signal Iduna Park, as it's called, is just unreal, isn't it? It's just a mass of yellow and black behind the goals and throughout the stadium. It's a very intimidating environment. Can't see Benfica surviving that, despite the fact they had a great result in the opener, but I think that Borussia will bounce back.
I think all the U.S. fans
are... And then against led by Leverkusen scoring six, so I think they'll progress.
Dortmund, I think, will have a lot of U.S. fans rooting for him. Christian Pulisic scored a goal on the weekend for Dortmund, so we'll see what happens there. There should be some interesting matches, Dick, and then we'll have the other round of 16 match second legs next week, and we'll see what happens with those. But we hope you have a good week, Dick, and enjoy the matches. To see Toronto FC on the road again. They won't be home for a while, but Montreal have their first home match on the weekend against the champions, the Seattle Sounders.
Yeah, great for the season to start, and great news that possibly the return of indoor soccer to Rochester. I look forward to hearing about those discussions you're having.
Yes, that's exciting, just for the namesake, and for me personally.
Well, Dick, thanks so much. Enjoy the matches. We'll talk to you next week.
Look forward to it, guys. Ciao.
Bye-bye, ciao, Nick.
Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. You can hear Dick in an international report every week on our shows. We always cover the world's game here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. We also cover our local teams. And up next, we'll be joined by the captain of our local team, the Rochester Rhinos. Mike Garzy is up next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Your local sports leader. You're listening to AM 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester, FM 92.1, W221 CL Rochester, and WYSL1040.com.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in six locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great price.
St. Padre Pio Chapel, located at 141 Frank Domino Way in Gates, is a great place to visit for thought and reflection. The chapel is open daily from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and you can have a tour of the chapel on request. To arrange for a tour, please call Pia Pelosi at 621-6703.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer's Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Cooch, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's!
SoccerIsAKickInTheGrass.com.
The Rochester Rhinos continue the preseason this Friday, facing the host Ottawa Fury up in Canada starting at 11 a.m. The Rhinos return home next Monday to take on the Pittsburgh Riverhounds at Capelli Sports Stadium at 3 p.m. Admission for Monday's match is free. The Rhinos' home opener is Saturday, April 22nd at 6.05 p.m. against the defending USL champion New York Red Bulls 2 at Capelli Sports Stadium. Rochester Rhinos 2017 season tickets are now on sale, which include all 16 regular season home matches. Purchase your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Come and support your Rhinos as they look to regain the USL championship. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Joe and I talking about hot dogs here because my wife likes the hot dogs more than me. Yeah. I try to watch my weight. You know?
No, no, I like the white hots.
I like the red hots.
Nice and tasty.
I like the Italian sausage the best. We had that last night. But anyway, enough talking about food. We're talking about soccer here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And we're happy to be joined by the captain of the Rochester Rhinos now, Mike Garzy. Mike's appearance brought to you by the Rhinos. Again, next home preseason match is a week from today, a 3 p.m. kickoff against the Pittsburgh Riverhounds at Capelli Sports Stadium. Admission is free. Get your 2017 season tickets by calling 454-KICK or visiting rhinosoccer.com. Mike, thanks for being with us on the show tonight.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Very welcome.
Well, I just hope that next Monday is going to be a nice warm day instead of being a 20-degree kind of day like you just had.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always nice when you get these nice warm days in February, especially in Rochester.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know how you guys managed yesterday. It was too cold for me. I couldn't make it. But it was a 0-0 tie against Syracuse. I'm sure the weather was probably the biggest factor because it was very, even though it was bright and sunny, it was still very cold. How did you see the match, Mike? How did the team play?
I think from a coaching perspective, Bob was really happy with how he did. It's easy to say, you know, 0-0. We didn't win the game, especially against the college team, but, you know, the goal of preseason is always to improve. He's looking at trialists, he's looking at different players to see what they can offer the team. So from that point of view, we learned a lot about a lot of guys, and it really helped us moving forward, especially because I thought we played much better than we did against Canisius in our previous preseason game. So it's always important to continue building.
Mike, I would like to give us a little analysis of the players, the new players that are, you know, on camp and that played in the game. What was your opinion, or what is your opinion?
I think we have a lot of really solid trialists in here. We have some new signing guys as well who can really offer a lot to the team. For example, we have Steph, who got signed recently. He's coming from the Wilmington Hammerheads, and he's done a really good job so far this preseason, linking up in the midfield, joining play. He's done a great job. We have a few other trialists who are from Southern New Hampshire University, where Sofian Teregu is from, so he knows a few of those guys. Similar players to him, they're technical, good on the ball, but they're able to do the work that Bob asks players on the defensive side as well, which is really important for our team.
Certainly. And, of course, we have new assistant coaches, Mark Pulisic and Brandon Murphy. How is the team adjusting to the new coaching?
I think the team's done a really good job. Obviously, we have a lot of new players. So from that point of view, adding a new coaching staff, it's almost new for a lot of people. So they're feeling it out together. But from my point of view, having been here for a while now, I think Mark's done a really good job fitting in with Bob's style and being able to back Bob up in certain situations and having the freedom that Bob gives him to make his points coinciding with Bob's points. And same with Brendan. Brendan's doing a great job with the goalies. I don't get to work as much with them, at least not in the preseason, because it's more of an evaluation period for those guys. But I think so far I've had a few conversations with him as well, and I think we're headed in a really good direction with both of those guys on board.
With Mike Garzy, the captain of the Rochester Rhinos. Joe?
I just one of the things, Mike, that I'm hopefully hear from the people that watch soccer is that you know, the quality, and please don't misunderstand the way I'm saying, is that, you know, we have a lot of younger guys coming from college and stuff, you know, and some of the people think that, you know, maybe we should be a higher standard of players. What is your opinion about, you know, you've seen these college kids playing, the ones that are on camp right now, and certainly Bob is a guy that trains and coaches and develops, you know, but so what would you say to a guy that would approach you and say, okay, Mike, you know, these guys are young guys, we're defending champion, we should have a better player. How would you reply to that? Because that's what I've been asked.
My opinion is that when I first joined was similar to someone who would say that I was one of those people who was under the impression that you should be signing experienced players and really going from that angle, as you're saying. But as I've played with the team for 3 years now, the way that Bob has it is he has a great balance between some younger players coming in who he knows can contribute and other players who have experience. And when it comes down to it, you want to be playing your best soccer at the end of the season. And when you're bringing in young players, yes, we might not have the fluidity that maybe some veterans would have if we were in our first 15 games of the season. But the tail end of the season, I think it's been very evident that we have been the best team, if not one of the best teams in the league towards the end of the season. And it's no coincidence that it has to do with the way that Bob sets the team up, with the younger players coming on strong towards the end of the season. They're starting to gain confidence, starting to get a foothold in at the professional level. And the way that he has it set up is a great momentum builder for the team. And that's how you win championships. You don't win championships in the first 10, 15 games, although it does help. But at the end of the day, you need to be playing your best soccer at the end of the season. And I would say, if someone was to approach me and voice that opinion, I would always say that the younger players tend to continue doing well towards the end of the season. They continue to get better as the season progresses. And the veterans sometimes will be tailing off towards the end of the season, as I've seen in the past. So from that point of view, I think that the way that Bob has it set up is a great balance.
And that's the difference between U.S. soccer and international soccer, where you're signing a champion via playoffs versus an entire season. So this is a good thing that's
absolutely
happening here in the United States, here in Rochester. So, Mike, when you mentioned that, there's players that were with Rochester in the past that have moved on to other teams because of whatever reason, probably most of it in the pocketbook. But this Friday we'll be taking on the Ottawa Fury, who are now part of the USL, moving over from the North American Soccer League. So you're going to be going up against Steven Dos Santos, Anoa Obasi, Lance Roseboom, who's the captain of Ottawa, your former teammates. And I don't know if you've heard this, there's some breaking news here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. St. Louis FC, who is now in our division, we'll be seeing them twice this year. They've picked up goalkeeper Adam Grinwis. And as of just a little while ago, Christian Valesky has signed with St. Louis FC. So, Mike, you'll be seeing a lot of former Rhinos on the field this year coming into town and playing against them. So what do you guys do when you have a situation like that?
Well, it's always great to see guys continuing to play after they leave Rochester and going to other teams and doing well. So when we saw Johnny Mendoza down in Orlando last year, it was great. We're going to see Johnny Mendoza in Harrisburg. We're going to see Christian Valesky and now Adam Grinwis in St. Louis. And then we'll have three former guys in Ottawa as well. And all seven of those guys are, you know, Brandon Miller in Harrisburg as well. If you really want to start getting into it, there's so many players who are doing really well. And I think it's more of a testament to the players that we've been able to sign over the past few years that you're signing quality players and they're able to stay in the league, if not move up to higher levels. And when you start to see guys, you start to, you know, it's good to see other players and see how they're doing and hope that they're doing well. But when it comes down to it, you hope that they have an off game to play against us.
I think that, you know, friendship ends as soon as you enter the game. Before the game, you can be friends, you can say hello to everybody. But once the game starts and the game began, so if you have to be physical, you're going to be physical to the guy that was your, you know, the guy that plays against you, regardless of regardless of friendship, much like in training camp where everybody's trying to win the position. You know, you do your best. You do your best to excel.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And it's going to be fun because, you know, some of those guys I still talk to all the time. I've been talking to them through their entire free agency in the offseason, seeing where they've landed. And I'm happy that they're all able to sign and continue playing. And I know I've been speaking with Ottawa. We're going up to Ottawa, as you said, this coming week. And it'll be nice to see him and catch up with him. I haven't seen Lance in a while as well. He was on the team when I was a rookie. So, you know, it's always great to see those players and have conversations. But I think at the end of the day, as you said, once you step over the line, it's business.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Well, Mike, we wish you guys the best of luck Friday up in Ottawa at 11 a.m. start, a little early start time there, and then back home next Monday at 3 p.m. for another friendly preseason match against Pittsburgh Riverhounds. So good luck, and we'll be talking to you again real soon.
Just to make sure you got all the paperwork so you can come back to the United States.
Thank you.
Pat will take care of that, I'm sure. Thank you, Mike. Pat Arcolivo is the man who handles all the travel and passport information for the Rhinos.
I just had to add that.
I know. But I thank Mike Garzy for being on the show tonight. Up next, we're going to talk about indoor soccer and potentially the Rochester Lancers coming back to play again in our fair Flower City. We'll be joined by Soccer Sam next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm your unstable ceiling fan. If you push my button one more time, I'm gonna lose my blades. And if you got sold the wrong home insurance, the cost of fixing these windows could leave your head spinning. So get Allstate.
Call East Rochester Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo at 585-381-3530 today.
Looking to save money on your weekly grocery bill? Visit Olindo's Cash and Carry at 1510 Lyle Avenue in Rochester. Olindo's provides Italian and Spanish items, imported and domestic cheeses, deli meats, and homegrown produce with a perfect blend of quality, selection, value, and personal service. Olindo's wholesale prices are the best around, and there's no membership fee. Call Olindo's at 647-1985 or visit them on the web at olindofoodservice.com.
The Rochester Rhinos continue the preseason this Friday, facing the host Ottawa Fury up in Canada starting at 11 a.m. The Rhinos return home next Monday to take on the Pittsburgh Riverhounds at Capelli Sports Stadium at 3 p.m. Admission for Monday's match is free. The Rhinos' home opener is Saturday, April 22nd at 6:05 p.m. against the defending USL champion New York Red Bulls 2 at Capelli Sports Stadium. Rochester Rhinos 2017 season tickets are now on sale, which include all 16 regular season home matches. Purchase your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. Come and support your Rhinos as they look to regain the USL championship. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Sirianni. And we're very happy to have not only a soccer legend in Rochester, not only the former and maybe current owner of the Rochester Lancers, but also someone who supported our show monetarily and promotionally for many, many years. We're happy to be joined by Salvatore Soccer Sam Fantuzzo. His appearance brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria with 28 locations in the Rochester area. One phone number, 234-5555, or go to salvatores.com, of course, with many people observing Lent. If you want the best fish fry in town, Salvatore's is the place to go. I'm going to get mine this Friday. Or if you prefer, you can go to Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips, which is at a number of Salvatore's locations, if you prefer to get your fish dinners that way. So, again, salvatores.com for all the information. Sam, thanks for being with us tonight.
Thanks for having me, Andrew. Thanks for the nice words.
Oh, no problem. We appreciate all of your support. And certainly people are talking about the Rochester Lancers and what you put out on the rlancers.com website, that you're thinking about bringing the team back again. So tell us about why you're doing this and when, but also the big reason that you shut the team down was because of the insurance costs. How are you going to handle that if the team starts back up?
Well, I mean, first of all, you know, I tried to stay busy. I took up some knitting classes. I took some ballet. Nothing really worked for me. It was a casual conversation I had with Chris Wilmot about a month ago, and he's been in the movie business for a while, and he kept on saying how much he missed the Lancers. Then a week later, I ran into Doug Miller at a Syracuse game. He said the same thing. And I said, look, if we could resolve this insurance issue, I would bring it back in a heartbeat. So Doug started doing some aggressive homework, and he thinks he found a solution to the insurance, an out-of-state company that could insure us, that's insuring other Rochester high-risk companies. And if we could resolve that, the rest is simple, and I think we could bring the team back.
That's great, Sam. Just an insurance problem, then. Just that's a workman compensation issue, right?
Exactly, yes, Joe. That's the biggest issue that all the sports teams in Rochester and in New York State face, that if they're not part of a big league. So if we can resolve the insurance issue, which Doug thinks he has it settled, we're going to go see a workman's comp specialist lawyer, a defense-type lawyer, next week in Buffalo. And if he says green light on this policy and this could work and it's okay in New York State, we're going forward.
Well, that's great news, Sam. And I know you and I talked a little bit last week, and one of the things I asked you was about the venue where the Lancers would play. And there's been talk about the Dome Arena being renovated, but from what you told me, that's not really a viable option. Really, the Blue Cross Arena, or the Black and Blue War Memorial, as you like to call it, is really the place that the Lancers would have to play.
Yes, Andrew, until Blue Cross starts sponsoring your show, we'll call it the Black and Blue War Memorial. this is what's going on. The new Dome Arena is gorgeous, but it only has 700 permanent seats, and the seats on the floor is where they could, you know, get 3,000 seats for concerts. But once we put the turf down, there's not a lot of seating there. In the MASL, it's a 2,500 permanent seat minimum, so that won't work. We went to ESL. That can work with a little minor renovation, or the Bill Gray's Arena, I should say, but that's primetime hockey tournaments for them, so that won't work. So, I mean, we're probably going to go back home to Blue Cross Arena. It's a big venue. It's an expensive venue, but it's kind of home for the indoor Lancers, so we most likely will play there if we come back, and we're going to announce that by May 1st.
Well, they also are going to remodel that because of the hockey club also wants some renovation at the Blue Cross Arena, right? So that would be good.
Well, I'm hoping the hockey club leaves, Joe, so that way we can have better dates. So that's what I'm doing right now. I'm hoping the hockey team says, hey, we're moving to Buffalo. The Amherst's moving to Buffalo, so we have better dates. I don't think that's going to happen. I think they're going to force the city to allow them to give them some land to build a new arena. And if the Blue Cross Arena stays where it's at, I would love to be a primary tenant there.
Absolutely. But those of you who don't know, there has been rumors floating around that the Rochester Americans, the hockey team in the American Hockey League, could move out of Rochester, and that's where most of the dates are taken up. But assuming that doesn't happen, Sam, I know some of the issues you had in the past were that you couldn't get prime dates for the Lancers because of the crowded schedule of the Blue Cross Arena. You played most of your home dates early in the year before the Nighthawks and the Razor Sharks kicked or started their seasons.
You know, Andrew, but I think, you know, Rich I, Kayla, and my host staff, when we you know, at the time, we blame the dates for our attendance issues at times. But when you start studying soccer in America in other leagues, from women's leagues to men's leagues, I think we did really well despite playing at 1 in the afternoon or, you know, 2 or 3 in the afternoon or matinees with the Amherst or Nighthawks. So I'm not going to complain anymore. After having a two-year hiatus from indoor soccer, I'm okay with playing afternoons if we have to in doubleheaders.
Okay, Sam, I got to ask you one question. Why do you love indoor soccer?
Joe, it's just, you know, I was telling Top Notch Tony this today, Top Notch Monogram. I went there today for something, and I've tried to get back into outdoor soccer, but once you become an indoor fan, it's so fast, so exciting. And I plug in my computer into my TV, and I watch all the games here at my house, and I just can't get into out. I tried watching MLS yesterday. You know, I watched three games, and I'm struggling to stay awake. We're indoor soccer, it's just nonstop. You don't know what's going to happen next. It's going to be a fight. It's going to be a shot off the boards. It's more me, and I think a lot of American sports fans could relate to that game more than they can with outdoor soccer right now, in my opinion. I outdoor is still the beautiful game, though, but I just love indoor.
It's two different games. That's what I keep saying to people. It's
And I agree.
It's two completely different games.
Indoor is exciting. Just like Sam said, you never know what happened in a given moment. You know, the changing, the shooting
exactly.
That goes on, the angle play and all that kind of stuff. There's a strategy that is different than outdoor soccer, of course.
Sam, another issue with the team in the past was the league itself. The Major Arena Soccer League had some significant problems with some of their teams where they either didn't draw any fans or some ownership problems. The league has shrunk down a little bit now. What's the state of the league itself? Is it more stable now than it was a couple years ago when the Lancers were playing?
Andrew, that was, you know, one of the other reasons that, you know, publicly maybe I didn't say it. I mean, the league was kind of like a challenge to be part of at the time. So, and you take the insurance issue and the dates and the price of Blue Cross Arena. But now the league is in amazing shape. Joshua Schwab's the new commissioner, came in. He's a lawyer. He's a sports guy. He's involved with minor league baseball, minor league hockey. He gets it. He's revamped this whole thing. All the teams had a great year on and off the field. There's this new momentum. YouTube, the amount of people watching was amazing. Like last night in Tacoma, they were eliminated from playoffs. They had 4,900 fans there. And the Seattle Sounders, it was the same night the Sounders had their home game. And it was right up, you know, it's pretty close. I mean, indoor soccer is really on fire. If you look at the attendance in Baltimore and Harrisburg and all these other cities compared to a lot of other minor league sports teams in America, indoor is something special, and I think Joshua Schwab is doing an amazing job, and everyone believes in him.
Well, Sam, it certainly sounds like it. There's a possibility this could happen. I mean, if everything falls into place, obviously that's a big if. Are you thinking next year the Lancers would come back?
If everything, we'll know by May 1st. If May 1st, we're going to have either a yes or no answer. We're not going to go a day past May 1st. If it's yes, it'll be back for this upcoming season. If it's no, I might start taking some gymnastic classes, and I'll let you know about it.
You can always take up bocce. That's a nice, simple sport. It's beautiful,
yeah.
Too. Well, Sam, we really appreciate you coming on the show tonight. And, again, for everybody who has to have fish on Fridays because of Lent, go to Salvatore's. They have the best fish fry and the biggest fish fry in town. You'll be eating it on Saturday. It's so big. So, Sam, thank you so much. We'll definitely keep everybody up to date on what's going on with the Lancers here on our show.
All right, Joe and Andrew, thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you so much.
Soccer Sam here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. That's Salvatore Fantuzzo for the business side of it. And I know that a lot of fans out there want to see the Lancers come back. It certainly was a lot of fun. It was also fun because we were able to bring the legends back
exactly.
and honor them with that team name. And I know that the 50th anniversary of the Lancers is this year, and we're working on that right now to get something for the Lancers reunion. It's a big event, so it keeps tuned in to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass for all the information.
Very good, Andrew, and I think that the reunion would be a good thing for soccer in general in Rochester.
Absolutely.
Because we can bring all the guys that made this city famous in many ways.
Absolutely. We want to thank Soccer Sam for being on the show tonight. Of course, also Mike Garzy, the captain of the Rochester Rhinos. The Rhinos will play up in Ottawa on Friday at 11 a.m. and then back home 3 p.m. on Monday at Capelli Sports Stadium against the Pittsburgh Riverhounds. 454-KICK or rhinosoccer.com to get your season tickets. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Sirianni, Dick Howard, Michael Lewis, and Bob D'Angelo in the control room at WYSL. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Want to note that.
Good night, everyone.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Olindo's, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.